Sean, looking forward to the weekend's Under-21 final and an opportunity for quite a few of the players to get back on the bike after last weekend's intermediate disappointment in Ulster.
Oh, it is, Tom. Like when you have a game coming along quick, they can't rest in their laurels. They just have to get back out and at it again. And like they could have no complaints last week, like beaten by a strong Galbally team who'll go a long way and take some beating.
Yeah, and tell me, have you many of that senior team on the Under-21s?
We'd have about seven of them on the Under-21s, involved all the way throughout the whole year with the seniors. So, you know what I mean. That gives you a good bit of strength and a good bit of, you know, depth to your Under-21s when you have that number involved.
Yeah. And I see Gavin Mulroney is from a gamekeeper to a poacher. He's gone from a goalkeeper to full forward with great effect.
Oh, I know, but it's not the first time at Andre's that we've played Gavin out the field, like, because like we're blessed at this age group with two keepers, and it just gives us that extra strength, because Gavin's a handful no matter where you play him. Like, he's a very good goalie, as he proved for the county, and for a club and for us at underage, he does a job too out the field.
Yeah. And who are the other lads from the seniors, did you say, that are making the team regularly? Your own son, Ian, I suppose, Pather Mogan.
Yeah. Pather Mogan, Dare McGallar, Daniel Galler, Michael Coughlin, and John Relhan.
Yeah. And of course, they backbone the team, really, don't they?
They would backbone the team. Like, you're looking at it and you're building on, like, we've been in the last two finals. And like a lot of them players would have played in the two of them. The younger boys wouldn't have, but a lot of them would have. Yeah. So, as a man says, you're trying it at every stage. Like, you must be doing something right, like when we're back in the finals. So, but we know we're up against it again on Sunday. Like, Termin are a fine side after winning the minor championship this year. So,
yeah. And what, you played the two games, is it?
We played the two games. We played Unions B and we played Bundoran. And like Bundoran, like ourselves, were there. They were backboned by a lot of their seniors. And it was a ding-dong game in Mount Charles now. We're just lucky. We're fortunate to get over the line. Like, it was a good game, I suppose.
Went extra time, penalties
extra
decided.
Time and penalties, yeah, penalties decided. Like, I suppose a replay would have been a good result for both teams, because no team won the way they played. But that's the way the powers that be.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, Gavin Mulroney scored 3-8 in that game out of
three thirteen. Yeah, 3-8 out of 3-13. He was on fire. Now everything that he touched that day sort of went right for him. But like, that doesn't always happen. You know what I mean? It's but as I said, like, Gavin's a handful for any. Gavin would be a handful for any fullback, and like, he's a strong lad and good feet on him, and like, that's like when you're that there, like, I know people say going from goalie to outfield, but he's done that before for us. You know, finals are hard to come by. It's not every year that you'll make it back to a final or to get to a final, and when you get there, you have to try to just give a good account of yourselves and, to try to get over the line, because, as I said, it's not every year that you get there.
But you're hoping to make it a third time lucky.
We're hoping to make it third time lucky this time now.